Peace and abundance always. Peter Abundant here, and thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast with Peter Abundant. I want to talk about our ultimate nature and our purpose, but I really want to make sure that it's clear that it's so ingrained in our purpose that we can't help but do it. So it's not something that you have to go out and set to do or figure out. It's just something that comes naturally to each and every individual. And within our purpose, we are creators. That's what we do. We create. We are inspired with an idea. We are once inspired with that idea is ignited with passion, with sacrifice, with blood, sweat, and tears, for lack of a better term, to make it happen. And many of us are distracted by what society says and what our friends and family and our spouses, boyfriend, girlfriends, husband, wives say. And their fears are adapted into our way of thinking. But the true reality is, when we disconnect from having an idea, moving forward with creating that idea and making it into real life, we fail many times, yes. And with that, we tend to think that because we haven't succeeded, it takes away from our power or our right or our ability to create the next idea. We have to understand and take away the experience of quote unquote failure as a negative thing. We have to imply that when we quote unquote fail, it isn't so that we understand that we aren't meant to do something, but it is about how we did it the first time. So it isn't about doing it or questioning whether or not you can do it. It's simply about questioning how you did it, questioning if you were really ready to do it. So as you come up with a new idea and a new way of being and a new existence or a new creation, which is always, you have to continuously ask, okay, how can I get this one done? And then you have to apply what you understand to be a truth into the process of creating that. Now, that's more into the how we go about creating things and how we are getting distracted from doing it. Another way we get distracted from doing it is simply by assuming that we are supposed to live the life that most people set out to live. Get a job, get a good career, buy a house, get a car or a few cars, get married, have a couple of kids, maybe a dog, maybe a cat. But as you are beginning to maybe get a glimpse of, is that life is so cookie cutter that many people are making a shift and realizing that that isn't the life for us. That isn't the life we want. And it's okay to admit that. It's okay to come to a clarity that, hey, this is not what I want to do. So as a creator, your life is part of that creative process, is a part of your creation. You, your life, and how you live it every single moment is your creation. So you have to get to understanding that moment to moment is your opportunity to create. Don't just think about goals in the, you know, the New Year's resolution as what I'm going to create this year. No, every single second you're alive is your creation in process, in progress. You have to own that. And when we are not living in our nature to create, to be inspired, to have ideas, then we are ultimately living in hell. We are ultimately unhappy. We are ultimately feeling like we aren't enough. We aren't good. We are worthless. We are alone. And it's simply because that you are experiencing that reality because you're not living in your nature. If your nature is to create and you are constantly creating, then you are enough because you have something to offer. You have something to create and make that not only inspires you and you get joy out of it and fulfillment out of it, but also others can experience and delight in as well. So when you are not being in your creative process, which is life, actively living life, then you are essentially putting yourself in a place where you aren't enough. Because your truest potential is to be more than enough, is to be expressive, is to be explosive and adventurous and passionate. Now, that looks like different things for different people. You know, you can be an introvert and still be passionate, still be explosive, still be adventurous, still have ideas and create things for people, for yourself to experience. But the point here is that we have to acknowledge that our purpose, our true nature is to create. When we are not in the creative process, we are ultimately living in a dormant state. And that dormant state is so out of our nature that essentially it feels like hell. So allow yourself to have ideas. And yes, even though you can have an idea after an idea and still not actually fulfill or have good statistics as to creating and manifesting your ideas, but that is not the point. The point is you want to continue to allow yourself to be inspired to create, because there will be a moment, there will be an idea that you actually execute and create, and it will be flawless, or maybe won't. It may take sacrifice, but the sacrifice will be worth what you see for the possible future as to creating and manifesting this thing. So be aware, let yourself be inspired, let yourself have ideas, let yourself play in the ideas, because the play is really what it is all about. Sometimes it's not about actually fulfilling or creating the thing, but it's playing in the possibility that you can create that thing. And that's what I want to leave you with today. Thank you for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.